With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The FBI now says that the pickup truck driver responsible for the deadly rampage in New Orleans acted alone.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Christopher Rea, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, who said the assailant also posted 5 videos to his Facebook page in the hours before the violence.
He stated he had joined ISIS before this summer.
Rea also said there was no connection between the attack in New Orleans, where 15 people died, and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas, also on New Year's Day. I'm Shelley Adler.
And officials say the person who died when the Tesla Cybertruck packed with explosives burst into flames outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel was an active-duty U.S. Army soldier and a member of the elite Green Berets. Matthew Livelsberger had served in the Army since 2006, rising through the ranks, and was on approved leave when he died, according to the Pentagon. Also at SRNNews.com, News Nation host Chris Cuomo said lefties downplayed President-elect Trump's assassination attempts in hopes of using it as the reason for Vice President Harris's November loss. Bernie Bennett explains.
The journalist said the group minimized the July assassination attempt by saying the former president nicked his ear instead of being shot in the head. On Tuesday, Cuomo said the Democrats' response to the July incident on the campaign trail shows how out of touch Harris and her supporters are with the American people. Cuomo stated, quote, "That's exactly why you lost the election. You're out of touch. You lost the plot about how people feel in the majority. That's what you did." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Dow dropping 275 points, the NASDAQ off 121. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of Generation Z.
They're Americans ranging in age from 11 to 26, essentially the nation's teens and 20-somethings. And the Public Religion Research Institute has been asking them some questions. The new poll reveals that Gen Z is much less religious than all previous demographic cohorts and less likely to attend church. Gen Z is also more likely to identify as LGBT, 28%, compared to 16% of millennials and 7% of Gen X. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2025 may see the reenactment of laws designed to protect children in several Republican-led states. In Tennessee, one new statute requires pornography websites to verify that customers are at least 18 years old. But the Free Speech Coalition, a pornography trade association, has filed a challenge. A Florida law bans children under 14 from having social media accounts and requires parental consent for ages 14 and 15. This is SRN News. British researchers have found remnants of dinosaur tracks buried under the mud of an old quarry.
Scientists have now unearthed 200 huge footprints crisscrossing the limestone floor. They were made by two different types of dinosaurs. Giant long-necked sauropods left 1 meter wide circular prints, while smaller three-toed marks were created by the carnivorous Megalosaurus. Scientists aren't sure how they were preserved, but think the footprints were perhaps covered with sediment during a storm. Some tracks extend for 150 metres, but could reach even further, under parts of the quarry not yet excavated.
That's correspondent Rebecca Morrell. Say hello to the latest dog in the American Kennel Club's lineup of recognized breeds. The Danish-Swedish Farm Dog joined the pack. The designation makes the breed eligible to compete for many best-in-show trophies, likely to bring more widespread interest in the dog. More details at srnnews.com.